Okay. Hello, I'm Ewan, and I work on Swift services and infrastructure at Apple. And what that means is I often find myself building Swift programs and putting them in containers. And so now I maintain a little package called Swift Container Plugin. It's funny how that kind of thing happens. We're living in the cloud native era, and that's changed not only how we run our services, but also how we build and deploy them. So let's say I'm ready to deploy my service in the cloud. It used to be that I would compile my binary and then FTP it up onto a server, and that was it. But that's no good anymore because my cloud provider runs containers. The binary alone isn't enough. And what that means in practice is that I have to wrap it in a container image. That's a standardized packaging format that holds my application and then any supporting files it's going to need at runtime. Once I have my image, I can publish it to an image store in the cloud called a registry. You've heard of Docker Hub, but your cloud provider probably runs its own registry, and if not, you can self-host. And the beauty of publishing a container image in a registry is that once it's up there, I can deploy it to any container-based cloud provider I like, whether it's in the public cloud or in a private data center. But the part that particularly interests me is how these container images get built in the first place, because that's the part that I deal with on a daily basis. Containers are now part of my development cycle, or let's face it, it's really more of a debug cycle. Because whenever I want to build or test my service, I have to build a container image, and I do it over and over and over and over again. And it kind of turns my workflow inside out.